Texas law, and this is a quote from a court case, for well over a century, the general rule in this state, as in most American jurisdictions, has been that absent a specific agreement to the contrary, employment may be terminated by the employer or the employee at will for good cause, bad cause, or no cause at all. And that is extremely broad. Again, it basically says the general rule is you could walk in and say, I'm not going to tell you why, but you're fired today. As a practical matter, nobody does that, and I'll tell you why. Because you can fire for a good reason, bad reason, no reason, but not an illegal reason. And the not an illegal reason exception, according to some commentators, is basically swallowing the at-will rule because there are so many exceptions. Let's talk about some of the common statutory restrictions. Title VII, most of you have probably heard of. That's the granddaddy of them all. That's Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So that was the law that said we are not going to discriminate in terms and conditions of employment on the basis of race, color, national origin, religion, or sex. And somewhat famously, the prohibition against sex discrimination was actually added on by a conservative senator who thought it would kill the bill because he thought back in 1964, surely nobody would actually vote to have sex discrimination be part of federal law. So that's an interesting bit of history on how sex discrimination came in there. But Title VII has been with us then for a very long time, and you have those discrimination prohibitions, and those have evolved. And so, as I mentioned before, it's under Title VII and under that prohibition of discrimination based on sex.